Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
The fourth and a fourth inning of work for Roman McGuire of the Evergreens. Sophomore has given up three runs on three hits. Strikeout and two walks, and he will face 8-9-1 in the Eau Claire Memorial batting order. I'm Chris Conley. Doubleheader baseball today, our home opener at Simon Field. I understand that earlier in the game, you know, we open up the concession stand and we look at what's left over from last season. The 25-cent sale, I believe, is already over, where we clear out the food from last season, approved by the local health inspector, Sal. Salmonella, indeed. Joe Feck to come on for the visiting Eau Claire North Huskies. First pitch, line drive to center field. Coming over to the gap is Cade Sievertson, and in right field, Nolan Hoppe calls off the center fielder and makes the catch. There's the first out. Evergreens have a new pitcher. Tommy Alston has come on to take over for Roman McGuire. Tommy Alston gets the first out on a line drive into right center field. I'll give you the official line on Roman McGuire's varsity debut in just a moment. First, it's Alston to Jacob Kalig, a strikeout victim his first time up, and that's outside for ball one. I mean, Roman McGuire for the Evergreens, this is a first attempt at varsity pitching that's one to build on. Don't think that was a bad effort at all. One ball and no strikes to Kalig. This ball's hit on the ground to third. Jackson Miles comes across the diamond. Nice throw, bullseye for Jackson Miles. And there's the second out. Two up and two down as Gabe O'Brien, who's walked and singled, will bat with two down and nobody on. For the Evergreen starter, Roman McGuire, he worked three innings, allowed three hits. Three runs, all were earned. Walked two, one of those walks came around to score and hit a batter. That hit batsman also came around to score. He has one strikeout. Roman McGuire stands to be the losing pitcher if the Evergreens don't have a comeback in them. But again, Roman McGuire not bad in his varsity debut. Tommy Alston's first pitch to Gabe O'Brien is high, ball one. Baseball is brought to you by EverythingEvergreens.com, a website just for Everest fans. Play-by-play podcasts, scores, highlights, articles on your favorite team. EverythingEvergreens.com. Fly ball to center, easy play for Cade Sievertson. Sievertson makes the catch, and that's a three-up, three-down inning for Tommy Alston in relief. Evergreens hang up a zero. EverythingEvergreens.com is brought to you by Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks, attorneys at law. The Cloverbelt Credit Union, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, and the Bone and Joint Center. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Eau Claire Memorial leads D.C. Everest 3-0 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
My name's Becky Dahlman, and this is my son, Connor. Connor had a pretty severe overbite. Dr. DeVorney's great. The experience that I like is that I'm actually able to go back with Connor for his procedures, and he explains everything every time he comes in. He has a lot of fun talking with Connor and catching up on, you know, whatever's going on with Connor.
Dr. DeVorney and all the staff are like super cool. They make me feel super comfortable.
I know that just seeing the difference in his mouth and his teeth, that is just such a comfort that it is getting better and he has more of a confidence level. And the staff are really kind of what make that.
They're the best orthodontics out there.
I'm John DeVorney. I am the owner of DeVorney Orthodontics. Our main office is in Wausau. We have a satellite in Anago and Merrill. Our initial consultations are free of charge. You can call DeVorney Orthodontics, make an appointment, 715-842-5688.
Fox Sports Radio.
The bottom of the fourth we go, and the Evergreens are still looking for their first hit against Sam Stang, the opposing lefty pitcher for the Eau Claire North Huskies. I'm Chris Conley, 3-4-5 in the Everest batting order. Good bats coming up here. Beg your pardon, 2-3-4 to hit here. Jackson Miles will get us going. Jackson was a strikeout victim first time, takes up high for a ball. Stang's got four strikeouts, but he walked two in the third inning. It's the first inning that he had to labor a little bit to get through and was still able to turn the Evergreens aside. That's an off-speed pitch to Jackson Miles, and it's down low, below the knees. Two balls, no strikes. Again, we talk about how much coaching do you want to give your pitchers between innings. The one thing you'd want to say to Stang here is just throw strikes. You're up 3-0, cruising through the lineup. The walks and free passes are what could hurt you. That's a high strike. Wow, thought that was up above the letters. Okay, two balls and one strike. Baseball is brought to you by InterCity State Bank with convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. Jackson Miles got a hold of that, but fouls it off down the third baseline. 2-2. InterCity State Bank, longtime sponsor of D.C. Everest High School Sports. They support all of our high school sports broadcasts, football in the fall, boys and girls basketball, and hockey in the winter. And our D.C. Everest springtime baseball coverage. 2-2. Did Jackson check his swing? He didn't go there. Instead, the count goes 3-2. The appeal down to first base is friendly to the Evergreens, and the count is full. Again, Jackson Miles got to try and get on base any way he can. Sendelbach and Hunter Gipp are big bats behind him. 3-2 pitch. Ah! Swings and misses, and a pitch down low, and Jackson Miles is retired on what would have been ball four. Here's Brady Sendelbach with one out and nobody on. Again, the opposing pitcher, Sam Stang, looks like it's a tough game one for the Evergreens. Brady Sendelbach to hit here. Takes inside, ball one. So the Evergreens are already into their bullpen for this first game. Sam Stang has not reached 50 pitches yet, so he's got a little ways to go. Took something off, and this has popped up on the infield. In foul ground, it is the pitcher who is calling and catching, and Sam Stang has retired Brady Sendelbach on a foul out. Hunter Gipp will hit. Now, back in the first inning, Stang struck out the side. Got Latondras, Miles, and Sendelbach. Hunter Gipp in the second inning was the first person to put the ball in play for the Evergreens. And Hunter will now take his turn at bat. And Hunter's a big, broad-shouldered kid, played effective football for the Evergreens, takes up high, an off-speed pitch to start off Hunter Gipp, ball one. You know, you look at all of the Everest batters, Hunter Gipp is the one that intimidates at the plate. He's a big, broad-shouldered kid. You just identify him as someone that could put a charge in the ball. Kind of an octopus arm swing there, one ball and one strike. He wanted to hold up on that pitch that was at the letters and could not. Went around, it's 1-1. Hunter's hit effectively in the early part of the season. He is 7-for-23. Takes a pitch down low in the dirt, 2-1. And by the way, to complete all the compliments for Hunter Gipp, Hunter Gipp's played a good defensive first base for the Evergreens, too, this season. 2-1 pitch coming here, and this ball is well hit to center field, but he got under it a little bit. Time for Eli Johnson to camp under it and make the catch. The Evergreens go quiietly in the fourth, another 3-up, 3-down inning for Sam Stang. Eau Claire Memorial leads D.C. Everest 3-0. We'll go to the fifth when we come right back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Winter can be brutal on people and the vehicles they drive. Now that we're coming out of hibernation and our cars and trucks stay cleaner longer, we might be noticing some of the dings and dents that can really affect your vehicle's bottom line. So now that Mother Nature's personality is warming up, let's fix what needs fixing and do it where more people trust the professional results than at any other location. Abra Auto Body. Scratches are no matches, dents disappear, and paint restoration is the icing on the cake. America trusts Abra. North Central Wisconsin does too. Abra Auto Body on Wausau's north side.
Guys, don't miss Macy's Men's Semi-Annual Suiting Sale with 50 to 70% savings on the season's best new trends. Find the brands you love, the fit and style you want for every occasion. The savings are incredible, like 60% off designer suits and separates. Check out a great selection of spring sport coats for just $99.99. Take 55% off dress shirts, and designer dress pants are just $29.99. Macy's Men's Semi-Annual Suiting Sale is going on now. Savings on regular prices, exclusions apply.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
are back at Simon Field. Tommy Alston is out for a second inning of work for the Evergreens, and he'll face the heart of the Eau Claire North batting order. It's positions 2, 3, and 4. Carter Hesselman will hit. He has yet to have an official at-bat, laid down a sacrifice bunt, and then hit a ball that looked like it was going to be in the gap to right field. Got himself a sacrifice fly with a runner on third scoring on the great catch by Nolan Hoppe. Takes a strike here from Tommy Alston. Alston's last start was a struggle. Did not make it out of the first inning against DeForest, a game the Evergreens would eventually rally to win. Alston gets a chance to work here. He leaves that up high. It's one ball and one strike. Alston, though, had an effective fourth inning. I mean, baseball is all about redemption, getting your second chances and making the most of them. 1-1. This is a well-hit ball to center field, but again, under it a little bit. Brady Sendelbach got a beat, and Sendelbach makes the catch. You know, even for the outs, Eau Claire North has hit the ball better than the Evergreens. Got a lot of line drive outs for Eau Claire North. They have only 3 hits. Could have more, too. Got to do a little something about the wind as the sponsor sheets are blowing around here in our Simon Field press box. First ball hitting, line drive to the left field line. That's a fair ball and extra bases. Around first and into second is the opposing pitcher, Sam Stang, with a double. Seen a couple of hard hit foul balls into the left field corner. That one stayed inbounds and one out and a man on second base. For Anthony Podzinski, who was hit by a pitch and grounded out to the pitcher. Yeah, I mean, if the sponsor sheets is going to blow around and we're not going to recognize our sponsors, station management would say discontinue the broadcast immediately. Podzinski now is the left-handed batter who gets to hit against right-handed throwing Tommy Alston. So Alston from the stretch here with a runner on second base. That's just outside. And for high school pitchers, I mean, all the mechanics change when you can't go through the full windup and give the full leg kick. So Tommy Alston's got to make those adjustments in his release points here. And Podzinski is waiting on the 1-0 pitch. And here it comes. That's just outside. 2 balls, no strikes. You know what? The Everest bench told Tommy Alston with that man on second instead of first that he should work with the full windup. Alston went with the full leg kick there on his delivery. That kind of makes sense to me here. What are the odds of that runner trying to steal third? He's the opposing pitcher. Well, let's try that. Instead, this is up high. 3 balls and no strikes. I mean, Alston is asked to change the mechanics right in the middle of the sequence here. And Podzinski, when he was hit by the pitch way back in the first inning, that was kind of a tough one because the Everest pitcher was ahead 0-3. With the big leg kick, the runner is indeed going to take third, and the pitch is outside, ball 4. Podzinski gets a walk. Sam Stang from second base does move over to third. There are 1 out. Runners on the corners here in this 3-0 game. Evergreens are deciding now how they want to defend this. In fact, they are going to get a courtesy runner out at first base for Eau Claire North. Double steal possibility is in play here. And this moment to get the courtesy runner out gives the batter a chance to step out. Logan Rasmussen is due to hit. He just got a chance to speak with his third base coach. Elijah Johnson comes out to courtesy run at first base. 1 out. Runners at first and third, the Evergreens already trail 3-0. Eau Claire North is threatening for more against Tommy Alston on his second inning of relief work. Rasmussen's triple brought in 3 runs. A throw over to first base. We have a little wind here blowing from left to right, but the weather is just not a factor at all. There is not a cloud in the sky above Simon Field for today's home opener. So the Evergreens play their first 6 games of the season at other places. The pitch is high and away. Tommy Alston, after a good fourth, is struggling a little bit here in the fifth. He's behind 1-0. Gabe Richardson, 0-2, awaits on deck. grows quiet here as Tommy Alston comes set. Runner is going from first base. The Evergreens decide not to throw down and throw wildly to third base instead. A throwing error from the catcher will cost the Evergreens a run. Double steal was in play there. The Evergreens decided not to throw down to second. Instead, they threw to third, and the throw from catcher Brandon Jellick was down in the dirt. That's an error on the Everest catcher. It scores the fourth run. And the trail runner from first base comes all the way around to third. It's a costly error, and it's 4-0. And Logan Rasmussen, you think any kind of contact probably gets the run in. The Evergreens are playing the infield in with only one out. Here comes the 2-0 pitch, and that is a strike on the outside corner, 2-1. Baseball Today is brought to you by Abra Auto Body. Sports is competitive. Abra Auto Body is competitive, too. Special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified and more. That's Abra Auto Body on Wausau's north side. Two balls and one strike now. Coming home, that's outside, 3-1. Again, sometimes Alston kind of reaches back looking for a little extra here. Beg your pardon, home plate umpire has just indicated two balls and two strikes here. Thank you, Blue. 2-2. Coming home here, and that's fouled off over the screen and just misses the Lincoln Town Car, the silver Lincoln Town Car. Which is why when you drive by Simon Field, you've got to have the games on your car radio at AM 1390 and FM 93.9. We'll tell you if you're passing our field when the foul ball is coming your way. Count is two balls and two strikes here. It's a man on third with one out in the Evergreen, the infield in, a ground ball. There'll be a play at the plate. Coming home here, that is just low. Wow, Tommy Alston needed that, didn't get it. Count goes full. Again, a strikeout sure does work for the Evergreens. It'd be the second out of the inning and would allow you to move the infield back again. Logan Rasmussen trying to drive in another run, and this is a hit to left field. He delivers on a 3-2 pitch. A single and a run scored. It's 5-0, Eau Claire North. Building their lead against the Evergreens. It's a good piece of hitting there. So Logan Rasmussen is the Everest killer right now. With that hit, he's 2-for-3 and has himself 3 of the 5 runs batted in. Gabriel Richardson to bat with one out and a man on first. For Eau Claire North, they now have 5 hits. Two more runs in. Pickoff throw to first. That's close. Back safely. Just barely. Yeah, the inning started off with Sam Stang, the opposing pitcher, doubling. Stole a base on a double steal and then came home on a wild throw. They got him picked off there. The runner at first has been erased. Leaning towards second, they had the hit and run on, and Logan Rasmussen has been picked off. Tommy Alston and the first baseman Hunter Gipp both realized that the runner was leaning and was likely to go there. And the second out comes at first base. Bases are now empty for Gabriel Richardson, who's still waiting for his first pitch at home. And it's a strike at the knees. No balls and one strike. So Tommy Alston helps himself by picking off that runner at first base. That's a good thing. And now looks to get out of this inning. No balls, one strike coming back. Pitch there is way outside. It's 1-1. Baseball Today is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Mortgage and construction loans, too. Cloverbelt Credit Union, helping to keep our community strong. Alston is looking in for a sign from catcher Brandon Jellick. Leg kick is 1-1 pitch. Was something off speed that the release point was not right on. That's way, way up high. Two balls and one strike. Tommy Alston's a senior now. Like to see him have a couple of successful outings. Don't think the Evergreens are comfortable enough to use him. Here's a line drive sinking to right field. That's a hit. Yeah, beg your pardon. Let me double check here. Tommy Alston is listed on my roster as a senior. Tommy's not a senior. I think he's an underclassman still.
Left fielder. 22.
Cal Fadness to bat with 2 outs and a man on first. Fadness today is 0-for-2. The bottom of the Eau Claire North lineup has not been as productive as the others. First ball swinging here fouls that off. another game to follow. Evergreen's trailing in the first of this doubleheader. It's now 5-0. Eau Claire North arrived here with a 3-3 record. Their season has also been impacted by the bad weather. In fact, the Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls area, they've gotten a little more snow this spring than we have. Inside-out swing to left field, sinking. Ty Treader comes on and makes the catch in left, and that brings the inning to an end. Eau Claire North gets 4 hits. They benefit from a throwing error, too, on the double steal, and they've added 2 runs to our lead. We're going to the bottom of the 5th inning in our new scores, the Huskies 5 and the Evergreens nothing on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Even if you're a big-time basketball fan, there might be a few facts about the game you don't know. Like, did you know that the first hoops were actually peach baskets? Or that a warm basketball is bouncier than a cold one? Or that players could run as much as 4 miles during a game? Well, here's another fact you might not know that's actually really helpful if you need to buy a car. TrueCar also helps people get used cars. That's right. TrueCar isn't just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience whether you buy new or used. And with TrueCar, users can see what others paid so they know if they're getting a good deal before buying. They're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
The Evergreens would love to get into the Eau Claire North bullpen, but Sam Stang is out for a 5th inning of work, and why not? He's thrown only 53 pitches. He's allowed only 2 base runners, both of them via walk. And Ty Treader is ready to lead off for the Evergreens. Evergreens have yet to hit safely against Sam Stang. First pitch to Ty Treader, strike on the outside corner. Treader is a left-handed batter and grounded out to short his first time up. Close play at first base. The Evergreens thought that Ty Treader was safe on that last time. Up high here in 1-1. Eau Claire North may feel like they have all the runs they need. 5-0 now, and the Evergreens again yet to hit safely against Sam Stang. And that stays up high. Treader is ahead in the count. 2-1. Treader for the season is 4-13 at the plate. Again, his at-bats are a little bit lower because he is often DH'd for when Ty Treader is the Evergreens' starting pitcher. He's pitched and started in 2 games here. Taking there, trying to work ahead in the count, and that's a strike on the outside corner. 2-2. We're at Simon Field for the home opener. Field has dried out nicely. 2-2 pitch. Reaches out, pops that one up. It's on the infield. In fair territory, the third baseman, Logan Rasmussen, makes the catch, and Ty Treader is retired for the first out. 22. Nolan Hoppe will hit now.
Nolan Hoppe.
Baseball is brought to you by Telusti, Kennedy & Dirks, attorneys at law. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust, helping Central Wisconsin families for 40 years. Telusti, Kennedy & Dirks. Hoppe, first time up, was a strikeout victim. First ball swinging, sliced foul over the Eau Claire North dugout and into the protective netting. Eau Claire North has brought a couple of fans here, too. They're in the bleachers and are up the first baseline. Still kind of hat and maybe windbreaker weather, but you're going to want to get down to short sleeve by this afternoon, I would think. Hoppe swings and misses. 2-2. Started play today with temperatures in the lower 50s. Looking to add another 10, 15 degrees maybe as we move into the later parts of the afternoon. Hoppe is down. 2-2. And that pitch is way up high from Sam Stang. Throws it all the way back to the screen. Now this message from Midwest Communications. There are 2 kinds of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see a student being bullied, stand up and speak out. A message from our sister station, WIFC. Check swing, slow roller. This is going to be a tough play for the pitcher. Stangy throws to first. He throws wildly. That's going to go all the way up the first base line, and extra bases on the throwing error. Nolan Hoppe will round second. He'll go all the way to third. Ball is still loose in the infield. Hoppe will go no further than third base. You know what? While Stangweather had to get off the ground and make a good throw would have got him. That's not a hit there. That's a throwing error, a three-base throwing error on the pitcher. Stang puts a runner at third base. Here comes Brandon Gillick. Yeah, Hoppe would not have beaten that out if it was a good throw. Stang had more time than he realized and just airmailed that throw high over his first baseman's head and way up the right field line. Pitch there is down low in the dirt, almost threw wildly. Joe Feck, the catcher, with a nice stop, saved his pitcher a wild pitch and a run there. That's what a good catcher does for you. So the Evergreens looking to break through and get their first run. Again, Gillick, the batter's got to put bat on ball. The Evergreens will get a run here. Takes a strike, 1-1. Eau Claire North with the 5-0 lead plays the infield back. Happy to trade an out for a run in this spot here in the bottom of the fifth inning. A ball and a strike. One out and a man on third because of that throwing error. Off speed, he checked his swing. Did not go around. And catcher Joe Feck again made a good stop on a breaking ball. Two balls and one strike. Gillick worked out a walk his first time up. If memory serves, he got the count to 3-2 and got a walk there. Not certain, though. Not going to make a bet on that. This pitch is aimed down low, 3-1. Again, the walk would be the third issued by Stang if he can't get Gillick here. Would not be the worst thing for Eau Claire North. The Evergreens, again, need contact to get that runner in. 3-1 pitch, and that is on the outside corner. He's taking in that spot, and it's a strike. 3-2. Count fills up to Gillick. Gillick was courtesy run for, then the Evergreens made a base running mistake trying to execute a sacrifice. Wound up erasing the earlier walk. 3-2 pitch. Stang has come back to get Gillick. A swing and a miss. The second out comes via strikeout. And now with that man at third base, it is up to Brady Pazer, who also walked his first time up. But now with two down, the Evergreens need a hit to get that run in. Just the percentages are much higher at one out, that man on third, than they are with two outs. First pitch to Pays is inside for ball one. Wonder what Riley Pazer is doing these days. He turned into one of my favorite Everest players. For his senior year, he was catching last year and hit well, too. Takes a strike here, 1-1.
He's an assistant coach.
There we go. Which means if they can hear our broadcast from the concession stand or what have you, Riley knows exactly how I feel about him now. Swing and a miss here, 1-2. Meanwhile, we're looking to shorten up and make some contact here for Brady Pazar Jr. at the plate here, 1-2. Two outs as Stang tries to get out of trouble. That's way up high, and Pays doesn't chase. 2-2. You know, one of the tricky things is that once you're no longer actively playing, once I don't know your number on my roster, I don't know who you are. I know you when you're playing. Checked his swing. Wild pitch. Comes all the way home. Safe. The Evergreens get a run in. Now, you know what? There may be an appeal down to first base at whether Pays went at that ball. I thought he checked his swing. Eau Claire North could still appeal this out to the infield umpire. I don't think you're going to get that call. And the Evergreens will have a run in on what's going to be scored a wild pitch. Wild pitch there allows the run to come in. No appeal to third. The Evergreens are on the scoreboard, 5-1. Meanwhile, 3-2 here to Brady Pazar. Keep the inning going, Brady. Nope, swings and misses, and that brings the inning to a close. Well, Sam Stang will have no one to blame but himself for the shutout. He made a throwing error that allowed a runner to go from home plate to third, and then that run scores on a wild pitch. The Evergreens have broken through, although they're still looking for their first hit of the afternoon. 5 innings complete. Our new score, Eau Claire North 5 and D.C. Everest 1 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
This is Bill Michaels, the Big Unit.
Have you paid attention lately to what's going on in the world of college basketball off the court? Coming off the national title, you would think things are rosy, right? Wrong. You see, the scandal that has resulted from the FBI's investigation into corruption so far has netted three criminals, with more to follow. Basically, it works like this. A sports agent, a shoe company representative, conspire to send money to certain players via the assistant coaches to get players into their specific programs, and then to get those players to sign with a sports agent once they go pro. Basically, corrupt them while they're young, get them hooked on money. Some say it's no big deal, or at least not as big of a deal as some people are making it out to be. But you see, in the court of public opinion, the mere appearance of impropriety is enough to hurt your image. When you're the NCAA and your hook is amateurism, that's damaging. Then again, you're also the same entity selling the rights to your tournament for $1 billion and keeping the profits from your real product, the players.
The Bill Michaels Show, weekday mornings at 10, brought to you by Cliffhangers Bar, Malbert Mechanical, Bardig Printing, Priceless Building Center, and The Bar. On Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Well, welcome back to Simon Field. The Evergreens have a run without the benefit of a hit. They are still trailing 5-1, and Tommy Alston will try and keep this a four-run game. Alston is out for his third inning of work, and he'll face Joe Feck to lead off the top of the sixth. Pitch is outside for a ball. The bottom third of the North batting order has not been productive. They're a combined 1-for-7. Feck has that one, a hit back in the second inning, and has flied out to right field. Pitch there is inside, 2-0. Tommy Alston working from behind here in his third inning of work. Game one of a doubleheader. Eau Claire North with a win moves back above 500 for the season. This ball is hit on a line to center. Moving over is center fielder Cade Sievertson. Reaches up and makes the catch. Cade Sievertson makes everything look easy in center field, and one of the reasons is that Cade Sievertson's first step is almost always in the right direction. Sievertson saw right away that he'd have to move to left center, and when that first step goes right, it just cuts down the ground that you have to carry. So with one out and nobody on, here comes Jacob Kalig, and that is another line drive out. Joe Feck, in fact, two of his at-bats have been line drive outs, well hit balls to the outfield. Jacob Kalig, who's 0-for-2, a strikeout victim in the first inning, fouls the first pitch back, ball one. Baseman Shoe and Clothing sponsors our Everest broadcast, South 3rd Avenue on Wausau's west side. Stop in at Baseman's for all your footwear needs. Timberland, lacrosse, and Rocky boots. Baseman Shoe and Clothing, a trusted name for over 80 years. High and in, 1-1. You need the deep boots, almost the hip waders, to walk up the third base line here. The area behind the outer fence is very soggy. That's where all the moisture drains here. The field itself has dried out very nicely over the last 48 hours. Pitch is inside Tommy Alston to Kalig. 2-1. Again, the Evergreens hoping to keep this at 5-1. You really don't want to see Alston give up any more runs here. And the Evergreens will see what they can do with their at-bats in the sixth and seventh innings. Ground ball off the plate. Coming in at third, Jackson Miles across the diamond. Got him! Jackson Miles in his senior season is playing a nice third base.
Right fielder, 14.
Two up and two down to the top of the Eau Claire North order. Here is Gabe O'Brien. Two Gabes on this Husky team. Gabe O'Brien appears on the roster as just Gabe. First baseman Gabe Richardson appears as Gabriel Richardson. O'Brien today is 1-for-2. He's been on base twice, walked and singled. Off-speed pitch is outside. O'Brien scored the first run of the game back in that first inning. Starting pitcher Roman McGuire had walked a man and hit a batter, and both came around to score on Logan Rasmussen's triple. Rasmussen, 2-for-3, has been the offensive star for the Huskies. Outside corner there, strike, 1-1. Rasmussen figures to get a chance to bat again in the seventh inning. That's assuming that Tommy Alston can work his way through this sixth without any rally coming here. Two outs and nobody on base, and that's up high, 2-1. The Evergreens have a lot of baseball in the week ahead. We're hoping for favorable weather. Next week is the Evergreens' conference bye, so the Evergreens have no Wisconsin Valley Conference games scheduled. outside here, 3 balls and 1 strike. And it's nice, too, after the Evergreens having to be road warriors for the first couple of weeks of the season, they'll have more games at Simon Field. I'll go through the schedule with you in just a moment. Waiting here on a 3-1 pitch, righty to left-handed batter Gabe O'Brien, swing and a miss. And the count goes full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. 2 outs and nobody on. Tommy Alston will bid for a 3-up, 3-9 coming home, and that is just low. Wow, Alston was 1-2 steps off the mound towards the dugout. Thought that was strike three. Judged otherwise. The Evergreens will be right back in action Monday at Antigo. That's going to be a tricky game here at Fox Sports Radio. I'll tell you why in just a moment. Here comes Carter Hesselman after a throw over to first. O'Brien is back. Hesselman today is officially 0-for-1. He's had sacrifices in 2 of his plate appearances. The Antigo game is scheduled for a 5 o'clock instead of a 4:30 start, so we're starting a half hour later than usual for an April game. Alston, with a very long set, is coming home here looking to bunt. Wow, with 2 outs, you're looking to bunt to get on base there. And that pitch stays down the third baseline, foul. The Bucks playoff game, 7 o'clock start. We will certainly miss the Bucks pregame show as the Everest Antigo baseball game will be on air. We will go to the Bucks broadcast immediately once Everest baseball is over. And NBA playoff fans will be rooting for a 2-1 or a 1-0 game that plays quickly. Pitch there is a strike, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Again, the Bucks playing well. There's a tremendous amount of interest in how they do in the playoffs. Bucks leading that playoff series, 2 games to none? Play again tonight. It just looks like the Bucks are a much better team than the Detroit Pistons. And the Bucks would potentially be going for a sweep in that Monday night game. Again, we would get you to it the moment the Everest Antigo game is over. And no one specializes in the quick recap after a high school game like your friendly announcer here. 0-2 pitch that's down low, almost wild. Coming out to stop that is Brandon Jelic. Yeah, Jelic has been a solid defensive catcher for the Evergreens. Made a nice stop there. If he's unable to shift all the way out up the first base line to stop that ball, it would cost his pitcher a wild pitch and move a man into scoring position. Again, the Evergreens want to keep this at a 4-run game in this spot. It's getting late. We're playing the top of the 6th inning. And Eau Claire North leads Everest 5-1. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Tommy Alston to Carter Hesselman. Runners going. Ball is hit on a line to left center field. Siebertson dives. He got it! Theft in the outfield! Cade Siebertson lays out in left center and robs Carter Hesselman to end the inning. If that ball gets by Cade Siebertson, it rolls further and costs the Evergreens another run. Cade Siebertson continues to play an outstanding defensive center field, and the Eau Claire North Huskies are turned away. We'll go to the bottom of the 6th. The Evergreens will have their rally caps on, trailing 5-1 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.